When police officers are accused of misconduct, whether it's excessive use of force or other lesser abuses, they are protected by what's called the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. It's a series of rules that govern internal police investigations, rules that are designed to protect the due process rights of accused officers. Yesterday, a panel of state lawmakers took up the question of reforming the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. WYPR's Christopher Connolly was at the hearing and filed this report.
This was the third time this summer lawmakers met to look at policing reforms. As with previous meetings, advocates used it as an occasion to question the legislature's overall commitment to making meaningful changes to policing in the state. Marion Gray Hopkins has been pushing for more police accountability since her son was shot to death 15 years ago by a Prince George's County police officer.
I have no confidence at all. I think it's a dog and pony show, to put it bluntly.
When Senator Catherine Pugh opened the hearing, she seemed piqued by accusations like this.
What we've done is listened, ascertained information, as we will continue to do today, and talked about the need perhaps to look at what we'll do in the future. We've drawn no conclusions yet.
The legislature passed a series of police reforms in the session that ended just days before Freddie Gray died in police custody. The new laws enable police body cameras and enhance civilian review boards, among other things, but changes to the Law Enforcement Bill of Rights failed. One needed change, according to civil rights lawyer Carrie Hansel, is to eliminate a provision that only requires departments to investigate alleged misconduct if an allegation is made within 90 days of the incident.
And so what this creates is an impetus on behalf of an officer who knows he's done wrong to make sure somebody's in jail for 90 days and too afraid or unable to file a complaint.
Advocates also argued against a provision that gives officers up to 10 days after a complaint is made before they have to answer investigators' questions. They say it gives dirty cops a chance to come up with a story that'll shield them from punishment. But police union representatives disagreed.
It is a procedural framework that is fair.
Frank Boston is a lobbyist for the Fraternal Order of Police. In Baltimore City alone, nearly 300 officers were fired after civilian complaints over the past dozen years. In the last decade, 198 officers in Prince George's County were forced out because of misconduct. Boston says that's a system that works.
It weeds out the bad police officers who are bad actors. And it serves to protect the good police officers who were lawfully doing their job.
Maryland led the nation in the 70s with Bill of Rights legislation designed to protect officers from frivolous complaints. But these days, advocates say the LEOBR basically leaves it up to police to investigate their own. Police union lawyer Herbert Wiener told the panel cops are best equipped to recognize bad policing and punish it.
And they say, well, that's not fair because police officers shouldn't be judging police officers. And I say to you, well, who should be judging police officers? Plumbers? A painter?
The advocates say, yeah.
The plumber can vote. The plumber can run for office.
Reverend Todd Yeary from the Maryland NAACP said civilians should be part of the review panels that investigate allegations of police misconduct.
If the plumber, as a non-technical expert, can participate in the process all the way up to and including having a stake and a say in establishing the law, how do we now get to this point and say that the plumber, who is a citizen, cannot participate in the hearing that affects that same law?
This is the balancing act that lawmakers will face when they make their legislative proposals ahead of the next General Assembly session. How do you balance the public's demand for police accountability and transparency while at the same time protecting police officers' rights to have due process when they're accused of doing wrong? Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.